Former NBA star Dwayne Wade files to change name and gender of his son. By Hannah Blow on August 19, 2022. Former NBA star Dwayne Wade on Thursday filed to change the name and gender of his teenage son, a move that coincides with the ongoing societal pressure from the radical left to affirm a child's chosen gender. Wade is asking to change his 15-year-old son's name from Zion to Zaya and change the boy's sex from male to female. The boy's full name will now be Zaya Malachi Aramis Wade. Wade and his wife Gabrielle Union have not kept their son's transition a secret, as the young boy even had a one-on-one chat with former First Lady Michelle Obama. "When I look at Zaya, I get hope," Wade said at the time, explaining that they raised their children to be authentic. The NBC All-Star claims his son came out as transgender at the young age of 8, but he said during an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres show that their son wanted to have a talk about a name change at the age of 12. "We're just trying to figure out as much information as we can to make sure that we give our child the best opportunity to be her best self," he said. "We take our roles and responsibilities as parents very seriously. So, when our child comes home with a question, when our child comes home with an issue, when our child comes home with anything, it's our job as parents to listen to that, to give them the best information that we can, the best feedback that we can, and that doesn't change now that sexuality and gender is involved," Wade said, celebrating his son's formal coming out in an Instagram post in 2020. "Last night was Zaya's first red carpet and we couldn't have been prouder of how she handled the questions that were asked of her," the former Miami Heat star wrote at the time, deeming his son one of the young faces and voices for the LGBTQ+ community. Wade's move to formally change his child's gender follows mounting controversy over the left's push to affirm a child's chosen gender, a move embraced by the Biden administration. President Biden himself encouraged parents to affirm the chosen gender of their confused children, deeming it one of the most powerful things you can do. Wade's petition also coincides with backlash received by Boston Children's Hospital, which is now playing victim after critics posed questions on its Center for Gender Surgery, which boasts of offering a full suite of surgical options for transgender teens and young adults. It even went as far as deleting its statement on its eligibility webpage, which stated that an individual had to be at least 17 years old for vaginoplasty. The main page now states that all genital surgeries are only performed on patients age 18 and older, a note that was not there at the time of Breitbart News's original report. However, it should be noted that the hospital still states that it is willing to do chest surgery on 15-year-olds, if they meet certain requirements. Biden's Justice Department has since jumped into the fray, promising to address the alleged threats and hate crimes purportedly lodged by critics. It still remains unclear in how far the DOJ will go in pursuing the punishment of those openly standing against the far left's efforts to groom children.